For me, what it calls to mind is, again, this idea of transformation and of change, and particularly Ovid. You may or may not know this text, but there's a classical Roman author called Ovid, and he wrote a famous book called Metamorphoses. You may not know the book, but you've probably heard some of the stories in passing. All sorts of great stories, like a mother and a son transformed into bears, the great bear and the little bear that you see in the sky at night time. Ovid's book Metamorphoses is kind of at the heart of the Western secular artistic tradition, which I actually think is a kind of religious spiritual tradition in its own right. And there's one particular story that I was thinking of when I was re-listening to this stuff around Parivartana and the magical transformation. There's a blind seer, a blind prophet called Tiresias. And Tiresias has had two experiences of being changed from a man into a woman, and then from a woman back into a man. And he's acquired a certain amount of knowledge based on this dual experience of being both masculine and feminine. And Jupiter and Juno are having an argument, and it's about the nature of gender, and they decide they better ask Tiresias because he's had the experience of both. And Tiresias makes what you might argue is the mistake of disagreeing with Juno, who doesn't suffer disagreement very gladly. And she strikes him and blinds him. Now, Tiresias goes on through all classical tradition, texts that predate Ovid, to be a really central figure. He's always seeing things. He's always seeing into the future and seeing what the nature of things is like. And Ted Hughes, who we visited a bit last week, Ted Hughes translates the story of Tiresias, and there's a fantastic bit at the end where he has Jupiter consoling and comforting the newly blinded Tiresias. And he says to him, "Your blindness has opened your inner eye like a nightscope. The secrets of the future, they are yours." And that kind of magic after suffering, the magic that can come about when you look inwards and look deeply, particularly when you look into the nature of your suffering and into that kind of darkness, that's a beautiful evocation of it. Your inner eye will open like a nightscope, and the secrets of the future are yours.